Do you have a place in this town where you can go to get medical attention?
Not in this town.
No.
Just within the last year, and Divide, which is, according on which way you're going, 7 miles one way, 8 the other. These signs around here. Has a clinic now.
Okay. Does it treat just about everything, or is there somewhere you have to go for something more major?
Most of it. You have to go into Colorado Springs.
Okay. What's there? What's the name of the place there that you would typically go to if you really had something, broken leg or
to
something?
To the Memorial Hospital.
Okay. How far is that then?
Well, it's probably close to 46 miles to the Memorial Hospital from here.
Okay. Is that a city-run hospital, or is that something to do with the military?
Actually, that is run by the city of Colorado Springs.
Okay. You mentioned that you were born at home?
Yes.
Did your mother have somebody to help her in that birth?
Well, they sent for the doctor, but he didn't get there until after it happened. Oh. There was one neighbor lady there, and she was so nervous that she spent all the time in the outhouse. And shortly after I was born, there was two neighbor ladies came.
Was that typical for people to be born at home?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Was there a midwife around that? Did people typically use midwives?
They were not called that in that area.
Yeah. Did they have a name?
They just were neighbors that came in to help out.
Neighbor ladies, huh? Okay, they didn't really have a name. They were just...
No.
Okay. Because some people have used the term granny or granny woman to talk about midwives.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard that
expression, but not in that area.
Okay. Is there another name you would have besides his actual name to talk about your husband?
I was called him father because of the kids.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I haven't heard that one until now, but yeah, I have heard it. I just haven't heard it from anybody.
I think people think more of it in a religious manner. But
yeah.
When I refer to him yet, I say father.
Okay. Is there another term people use around here in place of married? Rather than saying married, they say something else. That you can think of. Okay. You ever hear hitched or something like that? They're hitched or they got hitched or something like that.
I have heard that expression, yes.
Okay.
And I've heard man and wife.
Yeah. Man and wife.
Whereupon now we have so many significant others and,
yeah,
you know, where they aren't married and they live together and... Mm-hmm. Common law.
Yeah.
Marriages.
Do you ever hear partners?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of times that's used for same sex, though, but I guess it could be used for...
I think the significant others has kind of drifted in here from California.
Yeah.
I don't mean the people, but the expression.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. It sounds sort of like a California term, huh? You mentioned that you go to a non-denominational church.
Actually, I don't go to church.
Oh, but you have.
I have gone to church. I've had very bad experiences.
Okay.
And I think, well, my mother was a Baptist and my dad was a German Lutheran.
Mm.
My dad never drove.
Wow.
And we lived 10 miles from a town. So on Sunday, he always went for a walk. And he always said you could be good on the dance floor. He was an avid dancer.